at Palmer Cool and Resort. It's somewhere where our next guest has spent plenty of time with the Queensland State of Origin team. Neil Henry, Titans coach. Neil, good afternoon, good evening. Jeff is someone that you've seen from the last few years. What would you like to see there instead?
I don't know. What do you get a giant Titan statue? I don't know.
That'd be right,
what do you do? A mechanical Titan? I don't know.
The Titans invading the Sunshine Coast. Look, I know it's been a big week for you. You've had to name a team today. How hard was that?
Yeah, well, we've got about seven forwards absent. Obviously, some with an enforced layoff and other guys injured. Matt White and Dave Haller succumbed to a couple of injuries too from training and pose sessions. So, but I'm confident in the depth we've got in the club, and I've said that before, that we've recruited well, and a couple of young guys are going to get an opportunity on Saturday afternoon.
Well, much has been written and said in the last week, Neil, about the problems the Titans have had with the court case coming up with those players. But you add to that, Paul Carter was released by the club for disciplinary reasons as well. He would have started on the weekend. You just mentioned another two players there. You add to that Ben Ridge. I mean, any club in the... And they're all forwards we're talking about here pretty much. I mean, that is an extraordinary thing to have to come to terms with in round one of the competition.
Yeah, you're right. And with Birdie and Dave Taylor and Bowie Flynn, they would have been three starting players. Look, it's certainly testing our depth straight up. But look, I'm happy with Luke Douglas, Ryan James, Nate Miles, and those guys in there. Kieran Mosley's a young exciting hooker. Add a bit of spark there with Matt Schrammer that's played quite a few first grade games. And we'll just have to run with those guys, and I'm confident in their ability. Matt Robinson finished the season really strongly in a well-performed Penrith side, playing something like the last 10 or 11 games in the back row, and he gets an opportunity as well. So Eddie Pettibourne, again, had some experience, or a lot of experience, in the NRL and a brief stint over there with Wigan. So he'll start as well. So it's not like we're devoid of players at the moment, but you're right, it's testing our depth, that's for sure.
Neil, some of the players unavailable that have been stood down, they do face the court on March 5, which is Thursday. Was there an idea of perhaps naming them in case they could play on Saturday for you?
I don't think that would have been the appropriate thing to do, given that they've been stood down and they're not training with the club. I think that we'll wait and see with that. I mean, I think it would be a remote possibility when you're looking at the preparation for the club too, so we'll have to wait and see about how that pans out. But I'm not expecting those players to be available this weekend, but there's still a possibility by round two when we travel to Bathurst to play Penrith that they are available.
On a positive note, Neil, you've got a pretty speedy backline there with William Zillman at fullback, your wingers Gordon and David Mead, James Robertson, Josh Hoffman are the centres, Aidan Caesar and Daniel Mortimer the halves. So you've got a very young backline. It takes Zilly out, of course, but you've got a pretty young backline there.
What, Zilly, 28? A veteran. But you're right. We've got a bit of speed. We need to make sure that we're using that to our advantage. And James Roberts is just an excitement machine too. He's that quick, and he'll be better for having a full pre-season with us as well. A bit of juggling act between Josh Hoffman and Zilly, but remains to be seen. I mean, Zilly will start at fullback, but there could be a bit of interchange there.
But David Mead wants to play fullback too, doesn't he?
He does. We've got a lot of fullbacks, but I mean, they can't all play there. So, but Mead is a very accomplished winger as well. So. And Kevin Gordon's back to full fitness after having a bit of surgery in the off season. So look, there's a bit of excitement about our outside backs, and we need to make sure we're doing the job in the middle so they get some opportunities.
And the other thing, I just might have hinted at it, are they just wearing numbers on their backs? The fact that you can you can just stick Josh Hoffman there as almost a kick returner. I mean, the way he powers onto the ball from those kick returns is anyone would want him in their arsenal.
Yeah, look, I think Meadie's the same. I think you could do a three-way rotation, really. I mean, Zilly's not no slouch bringing the ball back and has a quick play of the ball. So we just need to make sure that those guys get an opportunity to carry the ball. So if they're getting their hands on the ball and working for the team, it'll test any side. So they're going to have to do that. We're not an overly big pack of forwards, but we're committed. And it's going to be a tough ask, but the boys are primed for a game. And, with our promotion going on with the $20 memberships and those things like that, hopefully we get a big vocal crowd there on Saturday.
Have you looked at the Tigers lineup, Neil?
Look, it's fairly handy, I think, with Woods and Galloway. You know, Robbie Farrow is a class act, and that's a good front row. I think they've they've got some power forwards there with Tapau as well, and they really carry the ball. Sirenin is a good player moving into the back row, and a couple of live wire halves, with Brooks there and Moses and Tedesco at the back. So look, Simona's got speed. Look, there's a lot to like about their side. It's a young side, but it's a fairly well balanced side as well.
Neil, we wish you all the best for the season opener. It is Saturday down at Robina. Go out and support the team against the West Tigers, the Titans. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. What a tough job that would have been.